Welcome to the podcast of America This Week, courtesy of the Catholic Channel on Sirius XM 129. If you want to listen to more of America This Week, subscribe to Sirius XM and tune in on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern to the Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129. Now back to America This Week, live with Father Matt Malone and Carrie Weber.
We're back. I'm Carrie Weber, and I'm here with Father Malone, and we are talking to Jason Storbakken about homelessness and human dignity and community, and we invite you to join the conversation at 1-888-322-8465. Let us know if you have ever been moved or surprised by an encounter with a person experiencing homelessness. Let us know what you struggle with as you try to serve others, especially at this time of year when it's often on our minds. Now, Jason, I wonder if you could tell us just a little bit about the premise of your new book as well. We can do that, and then we'll hopefully hear from some listeners.
Sure. My new book, Radical Spirituality, the subtitle is Repentance, Resistance, Revolution, was published by Orbis Books in September. And it's basically, in book form, a description of how I integrate imagination, contemplation, and radical praxis. It's part conversion narrative, part of my testimony, and how I grew up in you know, basically below the poverty line most of my life, raised by a single mom who had me when she was 16, and how that shaped me and how that formed me, and then also how traveling throughout the world in South America and Europe and India and Asia and Africa also shaped that theological imagination. And then it moves towards basically scriptural exegesis and looking at the Bible as a radical text, as a way to really usher in the kingdom of God. And it's also exploration of where the church, this living, breathing body of Christ, where it may be moving in the Western Hemisphere, in North America, in this day and in the coming years.
Wow, that covers quite a bit.
It does.
Well done. And I think that combination of the personal and the spiritual and the scripture is something that, you know, we all kind of deal with in our own lives and trying to figure out how those things really connect. Let's hear maybe some of the personal stories of our listeners now. We have Frank, I believe, calling in from Buffalo, New York. Frank, are you there?
Hi. Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
We can.
Hello, Frank.
Okay. My question is, how are you? Thank you for your show. I'm enjoying it. I have a question about a charitable attitude without judgment. My wife is from a poor background, and I'm not. I came from kind of suburban, well-to-do background, and as a result, I'm the kind of guy, I pick up hitchhikers, you know, off the road quite often, give them a ride, based on how I feel they look, essentially. And I'm the kind of guy, if a guy has a sign, I'll take him to my house and we'll do some work in the yard and I'll pay him for that. My wife thinks I'm absolutely crazy. She thinks that I'm going to get killed one of these days. She says that she was one of those people, and that the reason they're in the straits that they are is generally out of their own fault. And that, for instance, here's an example. Like, they'll do like the Salvation Army winter coat giveaway, and they'll show it on TV on the news, and she'll look at them and say, look at all those people are picking through those coats for the best one, and they don't even need coats, they're wearing good winter. You know what I'm saying? That kind of thing. And basically, because she came from there, and she's like, when I grew up, I didn't accept any of that, and we wound up okay, this kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I keep just debating with her. It's just, we just have to accept them for what they are without any kind of judgment, and help them, and just for the sake of helping them in the name of Christ, period, without any kind of like background stories.
Well, yeah. Thank you, Frank.
Can you help me with that, or Colin?
Yeah, thank you, Frank, for your honesty and for the call. Yeah, it can be tough.
And it's very challenging. I would definitely suggest exercising wisdom in all things. Like I was sharing earlier, I'm inviting two men who have been homeless for many years into my home over the week of Christmas. But I know them. I know them quite well. I've known them for almost 5 years. So if I had just met them, I wouldn't. I would want there to be some trust.
Right. You have to be prudent.
You have to be prudent. Mm-hmm. But also, we are called as followers of Jesus to take certain risks at times, because who does Jesus identify with? He identifies with the poor and the oppressed, the stranger and those who are sick, the outcast. And when we serve them, we're serving Jesus. So as long as we're exercising wisdom and our heart's in the right place and we're in agreement with our spouse in our activities, which is very important, then we're participating in ushering in the kingdom of God. But I do, you know, exercise caution with anyone, whether they're wearing a three-piece suit or they haven't bathed for a couple of weeks.
Well, sometimes you need even more caution than a Brooks Brothers suit,
right?
Well, I think people sometimes are afraid of looking foolish in a sense. You know, like, I don't want to, it's almost less about the person that you're giving something to, but the sense of like, well, I don't want to be taken. You know, I don't want to appear to have given something to someone who not only doesn't deserve it, but who makes me look silly. But I think you have to consider it in the context of being fools for Christ sometimes.
And what
does that mean? And so it's a discretionary kind of thing where you say, what is the situation? You know, would I react the same way alone at 2 a.m. in the dark alley as I would on the street in Manhattan, you know, in broad daylight? Maybe not. You know, those are things you take into account as you kind of deal with these things. And then how well you know someone, as you mentioned as well. Mm-hmm. We have another caller, Rita from Vermont, I believe. Rita, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Rita. Welcome to America This Week.
Thank you. I think maybe you've kind of answered the question I had. We had a gentleman who is a homeless person who came down our driveway. I think it's been 15 years ago now. It could be longer. You know, maybe it's even longer. Looking for work. You know, we live in the country. We still live in the country. Our driveway was, you know, a quarter of a mile long. We're way back, and here's this guy coming down the driveway. And I knew that he had done some work for the farmer down the road, and he said he had issues, but he wasn't a bad guy, so we gave him some work. And anyway, over the years, we developed quite a relationship with him where, you know, he would, whenever he got really down and out, he'd call us up from a payphone, and we'd pick him up and bring him home and give him a meal, give him a few days, a shower, and he would do some work and then leave. And so this went on and on. And our neighbors were saying, you're crazy, you know, you don't know what this man could do to your family.
And, sure.
You know, sometimes you have a sense about somebody that there's a goodness, you know. And but he, you know, same token, he always has told me, never give money to panhandlers on the street of New York or wherever. He said, do not give money. He says, don't even give money when they say they're from a homeless coalition. He says they're taking that money and they're pocketing it and they're mostly buying drugs. I mean, he's very adamant about this.
Yeah.
Now,
I mean that.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. No. I mean that. I just wanted to get Jason's view on that because that is something that you hear from a lot of folks. You know, and it's. If in any major city, you face this choice all the time with people asking you and so forth. And I mean, can you give us any guidance on that?
Yeah, there are a lot of hustles you'll see on the subway here in New York where people have some kind of a card that you can tell they made themselves. And they'll be carrying maybe a big bottle or something around. And they'll say, you know, give to this. I represent a legitimate organization. And they'll probably name the organization rather than saying a legitimate organization.
That's a giveaway.
Yeah. And it is a hustle. But then there are other people who really are in need. And Jesus tells us in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5:42, give to the person who asks of you. And some translations say, give to the person who begs from you. So, again, you have to use wisdom and discretion. I never give money to people who come to the Bowery Mission. Because whatever they need, it's there. Food, clothes, medical treatment, whatever it is. But when I see people away from the Bowery, and especially if I know them. I saw a dear brother named Gary, who has been homeless for a long time and suffers from mental illness but has no substance abuse issue, and he wanted, you know, a buck. He asked me for a buck in the train, and I know him, so I gave him a few dollars.
Right.
Because I know him. So not everyone's out there trying to hustle. And they're all, if someone is asking for something on the street, they're definitely in a desperate and broken situation. So it's good to err on the side of grace and compassion, not necessarily give to them, but maybe not to judge them as just trying to take advantage of people.
And I think that that is really key. I remember a story that Cardinal Sean O'Malley of Boston Franciscan told in his installation homily when he became Archbishop of Boston. And he said, you know, there was an old joke about the parish secretary who goes into the pastor and says, you know, there's a man outside who says that he's Jesus Christ and he wants to talk to you. And the pastor says, okay, everybody, look busy. but Cardinal O'Malley's point was that the homeless man who's in your living room off his meds and claiming to be Jesus Christ is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
He is Jesus Christ.
That's how we see it, too.
Right.
During our clothing and shower program each week, I always remind our volunteers, our staff, our team that's serving those who are there for clothes, that we are actually serving Jesus because he said, I was naked and you clothed me.
Right.
How could we actually get to serve Jesus? And I think that Mother Teresa used to say that. She used to say, let's go out into the streets of Calcutta and find Jesus. Let's find God
right.
today. So I kind of take that from her and remind our team that we're going to be serving Jesus in the most real way.
Exactly. So it's not bringing God or Jesus to folks. It's actually, you know, recognizing he's already at work in everyone.
And recognizing God in them.
Exactly.
Exactly. And I think one of the things that strikes me about what you're saying is your ability to act because you know someone, because you have a relationship, because you've sort of reached out. And I think that's what's so hard for a lot of people is that we don't necessarily have a relationship with someone in that position, but it doesn't mean that we can't put ourselves in a place where we can create those relationships, where if you see a person who is homeless every day on your way to work, you just start to smile, to start to nod, to have a conversation, to, you know, to build those relationships in sort of unexpected places and to be open to that.
Yeah, and even by giving of some of your time once a week or once a month, going down to, you know, a gospel rescue mission or a soup kitchen, Catholic worker, and serving there, because there are communities there that are built in.
Exactly.
The Bowery Mission, you know, people think of the homeless as transient.
Right.
But they are a community of people who I know well.
Right.
So some do come and go, but they're there.
We had for many years on 56th Street, where America is located, a member of the homeless community who used to hang out in front of our building, and we got to know him quite well over the years, and had invited him into our home. And a few years back, we got a letter from like the Neighborhood Improvement Association, you know, complaining about this, right? Because they were like bringing down property values and all the rest, and said, "Would you do something about this?" And I was very proud. You know, the publisher at the time wrote back and said, "You know, we'll." Thank you very much for your concern, but we'll do no such thing. He's our friend.
Great.
And, you know, what brings down property values is callous indifference, really, in the end. Right. So in any event, the book is Radical Spirituality, Repentance, Resistance, Revolution. It's available through Orbis Books. And you can also learn more about Jason and his work at jasonstorbakken.com. That's Storbakken, jasonstorbakken.com. Jason, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
And have a very Merry Christmas.
You too.
Thank you for listening to the podcast of America This Week, courtesy of the Catholic Channel on SiriusXM 129. If you want to hear the full show every week, subscribe to SiriusXM and tune in on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern to the Catholic Channel, SiriusXM 129.